This conference is being recorded.
There it is.
Okay. Way to go.
So you guys all heard that, right? That
yeah.
It was being recorded? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys get, when I pressed star, did you guys all hear the menu of options, or was it just me?
Just you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's weird that I don't have a way to tell what you guys are hearing and what I'm, anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to business.
All we heard was a little blip, and I thought maybe you were gone.
Well, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, whether I was going to get, like, if I would get disconnected or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes I press the wrong buttons and things like that. So, anyway, we are being recorded.
Hey. So while we're waiting for a few, how'd your move go?
Everything is good so far. The move went smoothly.
It's a little colder there, isn't it?
Transition. What?
It's a little colder there, isn't it?
It's pretty cold, yeah. Although, I grew up in Akron, so this is not cold relative to, you know, and we don't have 3 feet of snow or whatever they have in Akron these days. So, what I actually realized yesterday, it was really gray at the beginning of the week, and it was getting to me. And then yesterday got cold, and so I was really worried that I was not going to have the ability to live in this weather, but the sun came out yesterday, and so I remembered from a long time ago that I don't really care how cold it is if the sun is out, because it's the sun that affects my moods. So
yeah.
I'm really – cold and sunny is fine with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot and gray, not so good.
How cold are you willing to go with the cold and sunny?
Yeah, you people in Minnesota have me a little scared. Is it sunny?
Too.
Do you have sun to go with the cold?
We do have sun. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I might be able to handle that.
Yeah.
What was your temperature today, Felicity?
Well, it was 30 below when I got up at 5, and so I stayed home because I was not going outside.
No kidding.
Good for you.
Yeah. Because you are.
30 below with or without wind chill?
Without wind chill. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You don't even want to think about with wind chill.
Yeah.
Mine was 14 below in Indiana.
Gosh.
And my car on the way to work actually registered -9.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. But the sun is out, and it makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
My car registered 8, and I was just kind of curious. I mean, my car is a 98, so it's older, and so I'm wondering if it doesn't know how to do a negative number.
Do you think it was -8?
Yeah.
Because I forgot the negative on that.
Yeah, because the news said it was minus something.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I had watched the news before I went out. And
mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering if my car is just stupid or it doesn't know how to do negative.
Or maybe your sensor has just cut off.
That's true, too. Yeah. Like I said, the car is from 1998, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
It's definitely cold. But, Felicity, I'm sure you've got us all beat on snow.
It's not that bad. I don't know how deep it is. It's probably a couple feet, but it's been coming only a couple inches at a time, so it's not that bad all at once.
I gotcha.
I'm going to say where I am, I can see the grass.
Oh.
Wow.
In fact, it's mostly grass.
Wow.
If I look out, I can kind of see a little bit of where the snow was.
Mine's all grass.
Yeah. This is really not like it was when I lived in Akron.
I can see the cement where they cleared the snow. But I don't have it. I've only got like 4 inches or so. So nothing.
Okay,
like
this is where I have to point out, a friend of mine yesterday said only old people spend all of their time talking about the weather. So, and I have to point out that Lee has been the quietest.
Oh, young whippersnappers.
You don't care what the weather is.
No, I do. How? I didn't leave. I only went out of the house yesterday to go get my vaccination. And if it hadn't been that the health department is such a pain to get vaccinations through, I wouldn't have left the house at all. Well, that's not true. I did go out for dinner last night. But, I mean, I didn't come to school. I'd worked from home.
Yeah.
I was told that the weather being a little cold was not a reason to not come in, so I came in. Okay, this is a new job.
Yeah.
This is a different environment than the one I'm used to.
Uh-huh.
In Siberia, they only close the schools if it gets down to -40.
Yeah, see? Well, Felicity is pretty close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no way I was going out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just, you know, when you think about it being that cold and everything that we have right now, how did people used to do it? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Especially on a plane where the wind is blowing all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, there is no way.
I know, and I feel so hard done by just now.
Can I say forget the planes? Because I drove this Christmas to Ohio, and we drove out to Columbus and visited someone, and then we went out to Dayton. And so the 60 miles between Columbus and Dayton was the worst wind I've ever experienced.
I mean, you need to come to Oklahoma sometime.
I was like, it's raining, and so there's water on the road. And I'm not kidding you, the water wasn't coming down straight. It was going sheer sideways because the wind was blowing 40 miles an hour.
Yep.
I was like, okay, not ever living here.
Did somebody just join us? No. I'm kind of waiting because Alejandra isn't with us yet.
Yeah,
I know she is. I'm really kind of surprised that she's not with us because...
She must have gotten caught somewhere.
Right. Everybody got her email that's got the instrument attached?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
Sorry. I am starting to catch my breath, so I think by next week I will be able to be useful again. But these past weeks have just been unfocused.
That's hard.
So is our primary task for the day is to look at the instrument and see if it's ready to go?
Yes, I bet you that's Alejandra.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hey.
No problem. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
We were waiting for you to begin.
Oh, great.
Don't make her feel bad.
No. I just meant because you have done the most work on the instrument, and that's what we're going to be discussing, and so I thought maybe you'd like to lead the discussion.
We just meant you haven't missed anything.
Right.
We were only talking about your photo in AmSat News.
Yes, and it was lovely.
And I have a favorite. If you can save that magazine and you give it to me sometime when we see each other again, I would love and one to Honduras. And I don't want to send copies. I want to send the actual magazine.
Okay.
Well, save it, please.
Yeah.
Would you like me to ask the people in my department if they're going to throw it out, just give it to me?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did everybody get the latest or the revised?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I noticed that I kept the same file name. If you want to name it, like, version 2 or just replace it with the old, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I actually named the old one old.
There you go.
Like, all right, I'll just put old on that one and then...
One typo I just see at the top of page 3, it says know-it-all, confident, as if not. There's a heading in the just above the table.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah and...
Badge.
And in the first sentence of using a scale of?
Above the one column. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? I need to change that language to the next one, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I need to change the same language to the part B or level B.
Right.
I have some other comments on that same page.
Yes.
I'll just run straight through them. On number 2?
Yes.
I started worrying about teachers seeing variability between students, and I thought maybe saying between individuals' data, to emphasize that we're talking about the data, not between the actual students.
Oh.
For number 6, actually 4 through 6.
Oh, wait, let's stay with that for a second. So.
Yeah.
Between individual
data values?
Is it...
measures? No.
Actually, what it really is it variability...
variability in data.
In data, but that come from...
From people.
From
how about
individual people?
Variability between observations for individuals.
That's good.
In
Okay, yeah, yeah, that really makes it clear that it's not the people, but, yeah, the
mm-hmm.
observations. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Taking notes?
Yes.
Observations?
Say that again, Lee, please.
Hold on. recognize that there will be natural variability between observations for an individual. For observations for individuals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then on 4 through 6,
yes.
I was also worried that I wasn't sure it was clear whether we meant that they had the ability to make that plotter table or the ability to understand / interpret the plotter table.
Mm.
And I'm not sure which one we want from the gaze grid. I mean, the gaze uses the word use, don't they, or am I just making that up?
No, I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, then maybe we want to stick with it so we're not adding a meaning that they don't have.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of interesting that
one thing is to read, another thing is to make.
Right.
Because people can understand more than they can construct.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just like a language, you know, you can understand someone speaking some words in a foreign language, but that doesn't mean you could turn around and produce that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, the way this says, the way 4 and 5 read, it's you could look at a dot plot that's already been made and do these things.
Right.
Right.
And so you're able to, what we're asking the teachers, do you think you can teach students to look at a dot plot and summarize and describe?
Right.
Right? And so it's not about making them at all.
Right. And for level B in the gaze alignment, I'm just looking at the instrument draft, the first part of that, there's the analyzed data, which this selecting the appropriate graphical display, and then there is also, it looks like it's using. Let's look at that.
It looks like it's what?
They use the word use there. Use histograms for summarizing and comparing distributions, and then they're the same thing for interquartile range and box plots.
Well, how about if we add use and create? Those are two different things, though. Oh, you're right.
Right. Yeah.
And each item should be just one, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do we think that they really mean about level B? Like, what do they expect people to be able to do?
You know, my take on this is that when they say summarizing,
mm-hmm.
that means in the raw data, taking the histogram to make the distribution, to visualize the distribution.
Yeah, I agree. It is. They are making it.
So then maybe we need two versions of each of those three questions.
One that is summarizing, and the other is that do the comparing, analyzed.
Oh, I see. So make histogram for summarizing and use histogram for comparing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But that will make it so much longer.
Yeah. But we could do it for just those three. Are there more than that we'd really need it for?
I mean, we would need to split the ones up above from level A, too. It's summarizing and describing.
Are you talking about number 3, Alejandra?
Number 4 and 5.
Yeah, I'm thinking 4, 5, and 6.
Right. We split those apart into, well, number 6 is observe the association between two variables using scatter plots. What do we mean by observe?
Sounds like you're observing something that's already been constructed.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it's just they don't want
said,
to make anything, actually, level A.
But then it could have said observe the association between two variables from a scatter plot.
Yeah.
The word using is still a verb, so it implies, you know, maybe mm-hmm. you need to construct one to then see to then make the observation. So it's still ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk to these gaze writers.
Well, Here's the
you
other
know
thing.
Any of them?
Here's the other thing I don't like about Observe, because they're not reporting it, they're not summarizing it, they're not, so they can look at it and see it. How do you know? You know, when you say Observe, you see what I'm saying?
Well, because it may not be that they're going to give a correlation value. They're just going to say, yeah, there's a positive trend.
Right.
A strong positive trend. That may be all there is to it.
Okay, well, maybe that's identify.
To me, observe just means they can look and know that it's there. But how do you see, to me, observing doesn't, that's not something you can measure. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too big.
Oh, this is just, oh, you mean observe is just a dichotomy, like, yes, I do observe something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a qualitative observation.
Yeah, I observe it. They're not telling you what it is. You don't know if it's right or wrong or anything. Well, okay.
Number six, I like the identify the association between two variables from scatter plots.
Yeah.
And then it just leaves four and five when you need to have double questions.
You don't think it's it will make it too long?
I don't think so.
Well,
these things can be answered very quickly, and if someone feels like their answer for use and make are going to be the same, then fine, they just answer the same thing on back-to-back items. But this way, if their answers are different, we can pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want it to keep the verb use for summarize? Or
excuse me.
How do you want to?
I like the create.
Create for summarizing and use for describing.
That's what I think. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
Say that again.
That.
We would change number four to be create dot plot stem and leaf plot or
mm-hmm.
tables for summarizing distributions.
Mm-hmm.
And use a dot plot, stem and leaf plot, and tables for describing distributions.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate things.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I know we do want to keep it as short as possible, but we also want to get valuable data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And plus, from a psychometrics point of view, aren't slightly longer instruments more likely to have good enough reliability?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I had a couple more things. In number seven, I added in so that it reads generalized statistical results from a small group to a larger group. With
okay.
the same idea that they may be thinking about the classroom in general.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for number eight, recognize that statistical results may be different in another class or group.
So say that again. For seven, generalize
statistical results, and these are open to changing, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And then for number eight, recognize that statistical results.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I think the remainder of my issues came from a couple words that I wasn't sure that people would understand. So the list of those words is number nine, inference, number 11, deterministic, and number 13, quantify.
So for inference, you want to substitute conclusions?
Yeah.
Or generalizations?
For number nine instead of inference? Is that what you're talking about, Larry?
Yeah, which word is a better substitution, conclusions or generalizations?
Well, inference has...
Inference is like...
It's like a guess, but it's a little bit more formal.
It's like predicting, no?
Yeah.
Or extensions, or...
Predicting is good.
Predictions. Mm-hmm. Recognize the limitation of making predictions from a classroom data set to...
Or
no,
recognize
this...
the limitation of predicting.
Of using a classroom data set to make predictions about a population beyond the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Hop in there, whoever wants to.
It's TJ. I guess predictions and inference are very different to me. Like, if I want to take a classroom data set and say, a prediction to me means that I would actually expect to do P future data collection. Like ACT scores predict first semester GPA is what prediction means to me. But inference to me means if I want to give this instrument to a class of students, then generalize to the population of students who take that class. Like those feel different to me.
So well, generalize is really the essence of it.
Generalize.
So back up a step. Those of you who work more with this population, since I don't at all, am I right that that word is even a problem? Could we leave it?
Which one?
Inference.
I think you're correct that it will be difficult for these middle school teachers.
Some will get it, but I think generalizations is a safer word that will be more accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that the point of inferential statistics, is to generalize from a sample to a population?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or do I not understand statistics? I mean, I'm willing to accept
that I
don't understand statistics. But, I mean, is that what inference is supposed to be, is inferential statistics?
It's mm-hmm. just that generalization has also connotations from algebra pattern,
yeah.
and you generalize, and
right.
that's not what it means in statistics. It's based
oh.
on the data, so it's sort of like moving
right.
beyond data. That's
mm-hmm.
why prediction is also... You.
Right.
Yeah.
I think prediction is, I guess in my head, prediction is a specific kind of inference.
What about inference or generalization?
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Well, what if we did, instead of inference or generalization, we did inference parentheses generalization? So do you think they'd realize that we mean the same thing? I'm afraid if we say inference or generalization, they're going to think they're two different
things. Oh,
that's
or you could
true.
Say inference parentheses, i.e. generalization.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about
that's
that?
Because it works both ways, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
The other word that I want to talk about is just deterministic. That's
mm-hmm.
a big word.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What number is that in?
11.
Oh.
Would.
But that word is in Gaze, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I mean, haven't people heard just from everyday context the word determinism or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have heard it, and when people say it, I say, what do you mean by that?
I have a question. What's the difference between unchanging and deterministic?
Nothing, really. Well, no. I mean, unchanging could just mean like something that's a constant, right? I mean, so that's
yeah,
a specific
right.
type of deterministic. Deterministic could just be pi r squared. And whatever you, when you tell me r, I know what the area
right.
is. It's
right.
It's
what
uniquely
if we do
determined.
The same thing? What if we say based on a deterministic parentheses, i.e. constant, close parentheses model?
Well, no, because constant modifies it too specifically.
That's
I mean,
true.
It's
unchanging.
So could we put unchanging in parentheses?
Mm-hmm.
Is the word
Although
unchanging from Gaze?
Pardon me?
Go Is
ahead.
The word unchanging from Gaze?
I don't think so. No. They just have students become more aware of statistical question distinction, a question with an answer based on data that vary versus a question with a deterministic answer.
I mean, this may make things long, but if we want to just really be clear, make sure it's clear what we mean by deterministic model, we could put in parentheses after that, i.e. a model where the input uniquely determines the output.
Can we just put, like, in parentheses, just put, e.g., for example, a formula.
Ah.
Mm.
I'm not sure that works, though, because students tend to think of variables as part of formulas, and so they might not see the distinction between data that vary and a formula that doesn't.
Because like with pi r squared, they might say, well, the area varies depending on what r is.
Right.
But we could say a fixed formula, such as pi r squared.
Yeah, are you leaving?
Okay. I just did Wikipedia, and we've got deterministic system in mathematics, and it says, is a system in which no randomness is involved in the development of future states of the system. Deterministic models thus produce the same output for a given starting condition. And is that what we're talking
about?
That's
kind of what I was saying by the input uniquely determines the output.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe, we can use non-random.
I don't know that they really get what that means, though. Random is us. But I think inputs and outputs keeps it concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
How about that the input, the same input always gives the same result?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm having a problem with saying unchanging deterministic model. That tells me there's only one thing. It's a constant. How do you have a... That can only be if it's unchanging, deterministic model. To me, it says we've got a function that equals a constant.
It's not that the function, it's not that the output value never changes, it's that the model itself is
Well, I think maybe that's confusing.
But that's not, but you're right. A student could easily, you know, think of it the other way.
Yeah. So let's, Larry, tell us again what you're suggesting.
So maybe, you know, the word unchanging is just too loaded with the possibility of misinterpretation. So maybe we just need a phrase in parentheses after deterministic model that something with that input-output kind of explanation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say it again. I know you said it already.
I don't know that I could say it the same way twice, but something like you know, that the result for a given input is always the same for that input. Something like that. So you guys can make it better than that, but that's something like that.
Would it be too...
Isn't that the definition of a function?
Well, a one-to-one function. So that's what I'm thinking. What if we did this? The first part of it, distinguish between a question based on data that vary and a question based on a deterministic model, comma, a model that produces the same output for a given starting condition.
What if we use the phrase one-to-one function?
No, because
if they know their output, that'll be very helpful. But if they don't, then that doesn't give them anything else.
Yeah,
true.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be one-to-one. It's just a function, right? That that an output that no input gives two outputs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right,
I mean that's just
right.
a function.
Right.
The one-to-one
one
is that no output comes from two inputs.
Mm-hmm.
Which
right, and it doesn't. We don't need that.
Right.
We just need a. I mean, I don't know. It goes back to this function formula kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't work with this population. At least I haven't worked with this population either, so I don't know what language they'll be comfortable with. I think that they're going to be. I think they're not going to understand the idea anyway of data varying versus a formula.
But these are going to, pre-service teachers are going to be just like any college student you have had in the interest of set class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Larry, you
no,
said
I don't
you
think
had
that's
it.
True.
Okay, so
because I, right, I mean, my stats class was senior engineering and science majors.
Well,
so,
these are seniors from Ed major.
Yeah, but they won't. I mean, the senior science engineering majors had differential equations and numerical analysis. They understood function and they understood formula. I'm not sure that pre-service teachers will necessarily I mean, they won't even have had calculus necessarily, right?
That's correct. Okay, Larry, go ahead.
So I'm thinking now of combining two ideas that have been on the table already, namely a specific example like pi r squared, but also a phrase that refers to the input-output. In other words, what if we said, you know, for example, given a particular value of r, the formula, a particular value of r uniquely determines the value of pi r squared.
I like that.
What do you think? The rest of you.
I will throw them off.
I think I think it will. My gut feeling is it'll throw them off too, because they're not going to know what pi r squared is necessarily.
Oh.
I hate to say it.
Is that true? I don't want to know that.
Well, keep in mind that some of these middle school teachers are going to be people that are just doing elementary school.
Yeah.
Are you saying the number pi is we can't assume they know
that?
Just, we can have a simpler formula.
Right, exactly. That's maybe what I'm getting at. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to...
E equals mc squared.
Now, how about distance equals rate times time? You know, I mean...
is not simpler.
No, but everyone's heard of it.
How about the quadratic formula?
Distance equals rate times time.
Mx plus b.
Pythagorean theorem.
I like area equals pi r squared. I think, hasn't everybody had high school geometry?
Yeah, but you ask them what's the formula for the area of the circle, they get it confused with the circumference. And
I know.
But they wouldn't
at least they'll recognize pi r squared, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, distance equals rate times time would have the advantage of not hopefully causing them to pull that hard on their memory banks.
Yeah. Say that again, Felicity.
Distance equals rate times time.
Mm-hmm.
Although that may appear to be a function of two variables, not one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that would actually be good because it says, look, if these are both fixed values, then you're getting a definite answer out of it.
Ah.
So therefore, by extension, it could be even more complex.
Ay, ay, ay.
Who knew this would be this difficult?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So in other words, a deterministic model, parentheses, for example, there's a given the values for rate and time, r times t produces a particular value for distance.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah, I like that.
Because we're using words.
Yes, we're using...
Not symbols.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I just got to tell you. You'd be surprised at the number of future elementary teachers that really do not feel comfortable with any kind of algebra, I think.
I'm sure. And plus, they'll be confused when they see the pi r square, because everyone knows pi r round and cornbread are square.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Make sure you write it down. I'm catching things, but not everything.
Yeah. So why don't you say it one more time, Larry, so we can have it recorded.
That specific values for rate and time determine a specific value for distance with the model D equals RT.
Yes.
Given specific values of rate and time produces...
Determine.
Determine.
Deterministic model, right?
Yeah.
Determine a particular value of distance, D, in the model D equals RT. We finally made it foolproof or idiot-proof, right?
I hope, yeah. We don't even have to give them the formula. I think it's clear. For example, given specific values of rate and time...
No, I think we do.
I think we want the formula.
Because we want to emphasize the formula.
Yeah.
Because that's the point, that there's an exact formula and not just a scatter plot, you know, that can't be described with a single formula.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last wording issue was for number 13, the word quantify.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's also in 17.
What about the word quantify?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not sure it's one that people would understand well enough.
Huh.
Measure?
Again, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Measure?
Measure? What do you think?
Describe numerically? Is that any better?
I like that, because that's really what quantify means, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, measure is good, too, but measure can also be the act of, like, determining what would actually measure that.
To describe numerically the variability between individuals within the same group?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then for 17, we could use the same thing. I actually like measure for number 17.
Why would it be different for 17?
Mostly because I talk about measuring the strength of association all the time, and that's just a phrase that rolls right off my tongue. But that's the only reason I have.
Because there might be an advantage in using parallel wording to...
Yeah, I think actually the parallel wording is better.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think either one is... I think they mean slightly different things.
I think describe numerically is better if someone is not sure what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes it...
Then they really know
we're talking about the correlation coefficient R and not just saying, yeah, there's a positive trend.
Right.
Yeah.
This are great solicity.
Yeah.
Okay, way down on page 6, number 6.
Uh-huh.
This is just totally semantics. We have about statistics and about mathematics. I just thought it was slightly awkward wording, maybe something like on statistics and on mathematics, but if someone can come up with something better, that might be good.
And on in-service education.
Or four.
In-service education.
But I guess maybe she said about because there's already the word on before the previous phrase.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that avoids on and then on.
What about the word for? Or in?
What's wrong with about?
It didn't read right to me, but if it reads right to you guys, then I won't worry about it.
How much total time have you spent on in-service education?
Would involving be any better?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Involving.
Mm-hmm. I think that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and that is all I saw on that form. I thought it was a really good draft.
While we're looking at that question,
mm-hmm.
And can we move the in the past year to the front of that question so they're thinking in the past year as they read the rest of the question.
Oh,
like when I read this, I get to the end and I'm like, oh, in the past year, and then I have to go back and read the question again. So,
mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And is it obvious whether we mean school year or calendar year?
Oh, yeah, you need to be explicit about that. Good point. Because if I answered this right now, I having just had a conversation about how to deal with my tax situation, since my moving expenses were in 2008 and my moving reimbursement will be in 2009.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Years are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we mean? Do we mean calendar year or do we mean 12 months?
I would say 12 months because that way we can compare people who do it in April and in September.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, I like that.
In the past 12 months, comma, how much total time have you...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then same in the prompt for the question itself. The only other thing I had was back on the instrument draft, which I'm assuming you guys discussed last time and I was not there for. I actually thought it was a great draft. My only issue was that there's a lot of free text answers, and I'm worried about the length of time for grading it.
Free text answers.
Where are you talking about?
I'm on the instrument draft. The other form that Alejandra's been working on?
The actual validation item.
Yes, the validation thing.
The questions themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the content questions.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't see any free response here.
It's used, you know, when we do the validation. But I think it could pose a lot less work for us if we get a little bit less free text in there.
Text is that what you
okay, I'm gonna ask a really dumb question. When did we get a version of this?
Yeah.
That was
I'm looking for
12 o'clock this afternoon.
No, the thing that Felicity's talking about right
now. Yeah, no,
I searched on Alejandra, and I'm looking at the one that we got on 12-3, December 3rd.
Yes, that's right. I think it was previously to our last conference call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that...
Instrument draft. Okay.
Yeah.
And we don't have that part in this.
Right. No, because remember that it's just a different project.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot more involved. It will need to...
Okay, I agree that we need to talk about that, but before we leave this other thing, I want to know about number 16 back on page 4 that's in red, and why
yeah.
it's in red, and then
yeah.
why we have spread in highlighted in yellow. I'm not quite sure
okay.
if people have questions on those or what. So before we go to that next one, let's finish up on this one, okay?
Yeah, let me tell
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know to need to go to the other one. I just needed to say that while I was
yeah.
thinking about it.
Great.
Uh-huh, yeah. This one I kept still in red because I didn't fully follow Larry's suggestion, and I just wanted to make sure it was okay with you. I wanted to keep it shorter. Let me tell you what Larry has suggested initially. He said for that number 16, recognize the role of sampling error when making conclusions based on the results of taking a random sample from a population. And I just shortened it, and I said recognize the role of sampling error when making conclusions from a random sample. Or do you think
It's completely accurate if they know what, a random sample is, meaning that it comes from a population. If they don't know that, my hope would be that they have no confidence from the fact that they don't recognize that term. But that's a little bit of a stretch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tell us Larry's wording again, please, Alejandra.
Uh-huh. He said, recognize the role of sampling error when making conclusions based on the results of taking a random sample from a population.
How about based on a random sample taken from a population?
Okay.
Or selected from
I accept that idea. That's good.
I hear what you're saying, Alejandra, that you wanted to make it shorter, but I think we need the additional words.
Yes, because
myself.
The conclusions are not from the sample. The conclusions are based on...
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Based on a random sample taken from a population, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I... is this word, do we want to use the word spread or not?
As opposed to what?
Well, this is from the lexicon people.
Yeah.
They said that was a bad word.
Oh, okay, but the one would be to say dispersion, no, variability, right?
I would think variability.
Yeah, on the other hand, gays use spread.
But
yeah,
that was before the research of the...
But if it's in this context of this question, no one's going to think we mean spreading something on bread, for instance.
Okay, we can do our trick with the parentheses. We can say spread, i.e. variability.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Very good. And then if you notice, a lot of the questions from the background... pertains only for in-service teachers. And so I added after question 3 on the background, if they have never taught mathematics, then skip to question 9. I added that. Just skip all the stuff about in-service and go right into the last question. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
In general, yeah, but question 6 could apply to pre-service teachers also. They may have had pre-service education where they went to some conferences outside of their courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know about that.
Hmm.
Except that number 6, it says you spend on in education.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Yeah, but you're right. You also go to meetings while you're...
in undergrad.
Undergrad, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And number
Okay, so how about this? You, for number six, take out the word in-service so that it could go both ways, and then reorder things so that question six becomes question nine that they skip to, so that they go to that no matter what.
Well, I want them to answer number seven if they're pre-service, too, because that's how many classes have you taken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we've been trying to find out is how many they're taking. So, if they haven't had any.
Move eight to six, and then move, reword six and seven and put them after eight.
Mm-hmm.
And have them skip to question whatever it would be.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure that they don't read something that they don't, that doesn't pertain to them.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
I am so impressed at this overall process, how this is resulting in something far better than any one or two of us could have done. This is
absolutely.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
This
is great.
Absolutely. Here's just a question that came to mind, and I don't know. I'm trying to think. Should question 10 and 11 be in that order, or should 11 come before 10? Please indicate your credential status. If you get an emergency credential, do you get it actually in a subject? I don't know. I'm just... Or does it not make a difference?
It depends on what level. My girlfriend got emergency in science in high school, and that's all she was allowed to teach.
Okay. Okay. Then maybe we're okay just the
but
way
it might,
is.
It might depend on states, though. I mean, she's in
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, so
mm-hmm.
I have no idea what they do here.
Yeah. It just seems to me like if we knew somebody... Well, I don't think it makes any difference what order it's in. The more I think about it. We're going to know if they've got an emergency, and then we're going to know from 10 what type of emergency one it was, right?
Okay, I've got a really stupid question.
Uh-huh.
What's an emergency credential?
You haven't done everything that you're supposed to, but they're going to allow you to go ahead and have a credential so you can teach.
Sort of like they had a shortage and you got hired in August to start teaching in August.
Okay.
It's kind of temporary. It's probably you can't keep it. You're not going to have it forever. You get to teach this year and then you got to get it switched to something more permanent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's like exactly like Lee said. They don't have enough people and they're pulling in warm bodies and they say, you get an emergency because we've got an emergency to teach.
But they do have to do something, right? I mean,
my girlfriend, the one who teaches science in Philly, she was on a substitute teaching list, and the science teacher, she was pregnant, and they knew that she was going to go out, so Sarah was set up to be her substitute when she went out in the fall for when she was out. Well, she got put on bed rest before school started, and so they didn't have a science teacher, and they couldn't start the school year and have her be in for two terms as a sub. So, because Philly has laws about, or maybe it's all of Pennsylvania, had laws about how long someone could be a sub in a class or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to go ahead, since she was going to be teaching for longer than 2 months, I think, they got her emergency credentials. And so the teacher ended up not coming back at all that year, so she taught the whole year on it. But she had to start for the next year. She had to be enrolled in certification classes and whatnot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I think we've got an excellent start here. And
I've got one more. I'm sorry.
No.
Just from looking through back on page 4,
mm-hmm.
questions 14 and 15. I think we need exactly the same changes that we had on the previous page for
mm-hmm.
4 and 5.
Oh,
uh-huh.
14 and 15. Sorry, I'm looking at the end of the document. I was like, I don't see it.
Yes, on the histograms.
Yeah.
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 I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. That's great. The only reason I'm trying to move this on, because I know there are a couple other things we need to talk about because the, one of them involves a deadline that probably will be before we meet again.
When are we next having our call?
Well, we don't know yet, but
I'm
going to
figure that out, too.
Yeah, right.
What's the deadline? Because we can talk. We don't have to wait a month. So.
Well, that's true. It's, are we going to submit something to JSM?
Hold on. So are we done with the comments and
with that one? Are we done with both?
With the instrument, with the self-efficacy thing?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Okay. Who is taking notes? I think I got almost all of it.
We recorded it, so I can send you the recording. And I mean, I'm going to translate from the recording anyway. It's recorded. So
that's great. I think I got them all, and I just want to make sure that it's being someone else is also taking notes. And so I'll work on that, and then. Someone needs to help me out with the cover letter and the instructions. That's all.
Yep. I'm willing to help you with that part, Alejandra.
Okay, great.
Yep. So we'll figure out how we're going to get that finished.
Yes.
So now my question is, I know Larry corresponded with Jackie for us thoughts that we could just put in one thing, and so we need to talk about, are we going to be putting in individual posters? Remember we talked about possibly doing one on the instrument and the pilot and one on what Felicity and I had done with the standards and one on the lit review. Are we going to be doing that? Do we want to put in... And then do we want to do something for JSM next time? Because that's the one I'm talking about. It's got a February 2nd abstract deadline.
I'm not going to go to JSM.
Who's going to JSM so far?
Where is it?
D.C.
Washington,
D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I am.
I think I'm going.
I would be going if we're doing something.
I'm going, but I hadn't really... I was just going to go since it's
anybody, you can like, come with us.
Our department, it's the 60th anniversary of our department, so we're having a big dinner up there and stuff, and so I was going to go, but I wasn't, you know, I hadn't planned on submitting anything.
Anybody know the dates offhand?
Yeah.
One
through 7, August.
Second through 6.
I totally can't go because that's Math Fest and I have to run a workshop. So
okay.
Have fun. I'll miss you.
Yes.
You'll see us at Uscott.
I will. Yeah. I just mean I'll miss you that week.
I'm just thinking, I don't know if we should wait till the next year and we've got something more complete, or do we want to do something? I mean, to me, it seems like the development and presenting the instrument would make sense, but...
Yeah, we'll have pilot data, too.
Yeah. I don't know. What do y'all... I mean, it's... Because we don't all have to be there.
We just won't have pilot data to write up for this abstract, though.
Well, right. Right. You're going to say that we'll have data to share.
Yeah.
So what do we imagine we'll have, say, by May, which is the end of the spring semester?
Oh, we'll have actually... Because we're thinking on a pre-post design, right? Or... We'll have data then at the beginning of the end of the semester.
We're going to be ready in time for the pre?
Oh, yeah. I'm setting my subjects.
Good.
But because I want to catch them at the beginning of the semester. And if we're doing pre-post, I don't know. I might just wait till at the end.
Okay. Are you talking about the end of this semester?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you're thinking of using pre-post with the same instrument?
Right.
Okay.
Because that's one design, but we don't have to go for that.
But do we need a... And the instrument is the one we just talked about?
Correct.
Does that need a pre-post? I mean, it's...
No, that's depending on what research questions we want to answer. If we want to say, you know, what changes in self-efficacy by taking intro to step class, then we do pre-post.
When
I measure their self-efficacy at the end of the class, then we just do regular survey.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we're measuring course effectiveness, are we? I mean, that's not really our intent, is to measure the impact of a particular course, are we?
I would agree.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if you have to wait till the end.
Right.
I mean, as long as we explain what we did. And in some sense, isn't this still in sort of a pilot phase where we're developing this instrument?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should pilot it. I think we should just get it to pre-service middle school teachers, as many as we can, and see what kind of results were. And that's what I think we should report.
Yeah.
At UCTUS. You know, this is what we've done, and now, based on this, we're going to do something else with it, or we're going to leave it the same, or whatever.
Because once it's validated, then you can start doing the pre-post studies after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Although, just to play devil's advocate, if there's a chance that this instrument will end up turning out valid and you've done it as a pre-post, you can write two papers at once. It's like, we have a valid instrument and we showed that this course was effective in raising self-efficacy.
Well, it depends on what you mean by valid, too, because it's probably already valid.
How many students are you giving this to?
As many as we can get a hold of, right? Because don't we want to do the statistical analysis of reliability?
Yes, and I think I've said this before, that, or I know I sent it in an email, or we talked about it somewhere, that you need to have, I mean, we're not, you know, 50 students isn't going to cut it for the validation. You need like 200 students to have anyone take your reliability analysis seriously. So...
Okay, I'm looking right now to tell you how many students I might be able to give it to you, and I can't. I'm trying to lay my hands on it, but I'm not going to be able to supply even 50 on my end. I know that. So, Alejandra, do you have an idea of what you're doing? You know, I've maybe got 10 students.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have a proposal from, I'm blanking on his name, the guy from one of the clusters?
Yes. Well... He wasn't from one of the clusters. Malone.
Chris. That's not who I was thinking of, but that's great.
Why can't I think of his first name? But, yeah, you know, I think it is Chris, but I'm not 100% sure. Up at Winona State, he works with Tisha. And he said that he's got high school teachers, and he'd be willing to do a pre-test, post-test. But I don't know when they started school or if they started school yet. And so I don't know how many students he has.
And we really want to do it with middle school, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, even for the pilot, because I think high school teachers are going to have a much different, those that have been prepared to be high school teachers are going to have a much different reaction to the instrument. I mean, that's just my gut.
Yeah.
So, Alejandra, like how many students?
Yeah, I'm thinking at most 20.
Yeah. And does anybody else have access to middle school pre-service teachers?
I can go try and scrounge here, but it's not going to be a large number. Ow. I mean, if I get anything, it might be like 10. If. I mean,
so how many do we need for the power? Lee?
Ideally 200.
200.
Uh-huh.
So we're not...
We can ask the rest of the cluster, the rest of all the people that are in our group, I mean, our
research, group.
Mm-hmm.
We can also do this as a preliminary round and then do it again in the next year or two to increase the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, this round can be do the questions get answered with the way we think they do, or, you know, kind of a thing. So
part of our instructions may be for them to take a blank piece of paper, and if there's any questions that the wording was confusing, to write that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So
that's what I think we ought to do, and we ought to do it with people that are readily accessible.
Yeah.
You know, like Alejandra and I can specifically go to these people and be there to tell them, here's what I'd like you to do.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think we need that. So we're going to have somewhere maybe 30 to 50 is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and that'd be good for that purpose.
Would it? Okay. So does that sound like a first good go-around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, back to your original question of, do we want to submit something to JSM?
Right. You think that's going to be pushing it? Because by February 2nd, we got to be able to write up something.
Well, that's the thing. I think that by August, there would be something worth saying, but by February to write it up for that is hard.
You just write it more vaguely. I mean,
right, right.
Well, are you allowed to say, I've never submitted an
you just say results.
Are you allowed to just say we're collecting data and we'll have results?
Yeah.
You just say results will be discussed.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And so they don't know whether you got them yet or not.
So who's going
to
do that?
Plus,
well,
I assume everyone knows that
you have to tell them what the results are.
JSM contributed papers don't really go through a selective or refereed process.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much everyone who proposes a contributed paper gets to give it.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is with AMS and MAA, but that's not how it is with the Sigmon room. So
right.
That was so anyway. Okay. So who is going to do the writing of this up?
Mm-hmm. Who's going? Me and Rebecca?
Yeah.
And me.
And Lee.
Probably me.
And Felicity.
How long is the abstract?
I haven't been on to see, but usually I would think there are maybe 50 to 100 words.
I think it was 200
It's longer than
words.
That.
Is it?
Hold on.
Is it 200?
I can go out. Hold on. One second. Let me find the website. Meeting.
Be looking at your calendars while Lee is doing that so we can, because we're a little over on time and I don't want anybody to leave before we've got a new date set up.
And by the way, I won't be at JSM, but I'm still happy to proofread the abstract draft and give feedback on it.
Right.
Yeah, I can do that too.
I just kind of feel like we should do something because, you know, when you set deadlines for yourself, you get things done.
I agree.
And if you don't, we just keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that what we're doing isn't valuable, but if we want, I think we need a deadline.
Okay.
I mean, because it's
3:00
whatever you
Eastern.
Whatever you're ready to do at USCOTS, you know, can be done at JSM, and
right,
JSM
right.
has the advantage of you can write a proceedings paper off of it also, so
mm-hmm.
you get
right.
the publication for your beta
okay.
and all that.
So yeah. we'd need to. Okay, so are we going to submit a topic contributed paper then, where there's It says it's 5 20-minute presentations arranged in advance by an organizer. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that implies that there is a session that has already
mm-hmm.
identified us
oh.
to be one of them.
Oh, okay. There's a regular contributed paper, which is oral presentation of 15 minutes.
That's probably a contributed session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you
yeah.
can do no matter what without anyone's
okay.
anything.
All right. Where's the list for abstract?
Let's see.
Felicity, you're not aware that Joan's like organizing some sort of topic contributed thing?
Not that I know of, no.
Or, okay. I didn't think so.
Is Lee still looking? Is this a good time for folks?
No.
Okay.
You mean Fridays in general are not good, or do you mean this particular time?
Yeah, I teach from 1:25 to 2:15.
Okay.
Can we do earlier on Friday?
I'm available at 12 Eastern is as early as I could do it.
Abstracts are limited to 900 characters, about 200 words.
Okay.
Are other people available at noon Eastern on Fridays?
I'm sorry.
If we want to do after Lee's class, we could do afternoons.
Mm-hmm. I'm available.
What time is your class over, Lee?
2:15.
So we could do 2:30 on a Friday, Eastern.
Okay.
On a Friday.
Well, I was going to start with Fridays in general and then move to, so not the 30th. Well, when is the USCOT stuff due?
Oh, that's not till like March 1st is the initial deadline if you want feedback, and then the real deadline is like May 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, do we want to try to talk again before the February whatever deadline for JSM?
I think that might be valuable if people could do it in 2 weeks on the 30th.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't either, but that doesn't, I mean, so it doesn't have to be every, if some, but
the
so abstract I would
can
to
be
send,
circulated by email, too. We can.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so how does the, if we do a month, it'd be the 13th.
That's fine.
I can do that.
At what time?
2:30 Eastern, so 1:30 Central.
That works for me.
12:30 Mountain.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I can't. I keep losing. Okay, so 2:30 Eastern. I need to send this email to Jean. And, you know, if I don't do it now, I don't do it, right?
Yeah. But wait, that'll be Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
Okay.
2:30.
Larry, too much information.
Story of my life.
Well, do we want to try doing, I mean, do we want to have a call?
I think we'll do the abstract email. Is that what you're thinking about, Lee?
Okay,
yeah. I think let's do that back and forth email. I'm willing to take a first stab.
Oh, you're so nice. I'll take the second.
Okay, Alejandra, I'll take the first stab on the abstract. If you take the first stab on the cover letter for the self-efficacy,
sure.
We'll go back and forth.
We'll do that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the rest of us can, you know, help as things get...
Well, when I say a first stab, I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to expect a lot of help. Just going to get it going skeleton-wise.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Let me find the abstract from last year.
Yeah.
Because... We might want to use some of the phrasing.
Twiki.
And I know that.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, Lee, if you could send that to me.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I know it's in the paper we submitted. I know it's in the proceedings.
Hey, guys,
paper.
I gotta go.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
This has been fabulous.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Awesome.
Have
bye.
A great semester,
bye.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Are we all hanging up?
Lee?
I can stay.
So, I'll look for the, well, hold on, let me look online. I'm on the OU site, so let me look. The proceedings paper, I think, is on the OU Learn site. Shit, it kicked me out.
Oh, it is?
You're kidding.
Oh,
cool.
No, I didn't know that.
It said time expired or something.
I
logged in to get the phone number, and that was an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, it does that if you don't, if you're inactive for a while.
Okay.
And it's inconsistent about that. Like, I could go for a whole day without logging in.
Yeah, my email's that way, too.
Yeah.
Here, tech, I don't really understand. All right, so I know the proceedings up there, because I don't know if I posted it or somebody else, the submitted paper. Let's see if it has the abstract. I thought it had to, but... I could be wrong. Nope, it has an abstract. And so, let me see if there's anything useful or not. Okay, well, the abstract is not helpful, but what we wrote up about our section, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 4 paragraphs about us.
Oh, wow.
And so,
that's great.
Yeah. Let me do you want the whole document, or do you just want me to copy and paste the part about us?
The part about us,
okay.
I think. Don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me select text.
And then I'll massage that part and send it back out.
Okay.
Oh, I think this is terrific.
Okay, so you're R.L. Pierce?
No, just R. Just R Pierce. Yep.
IERCE.
Correct.
Okay. At BSU?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I just cut it and pasted it into the email, so.
Okay. Oh, that's even easier.
I'm just being lazy.
No, that's okay. Works for me. Terrific. Okay.
So you should be able to get a lot out of that. And then it also, the nice part of it is it also has all of our names spelled the right way. All
yes.
of our, well, no, it doesn't have TJ's new university.
Yeah, but you can just, but, yeah, well, I guess by then I need to have made a decision. But we can worry about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decision about what?
Where she wants to list herself as being affiliated with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What my, yeah, which job I'm going to be in, yeah.
Because right now she's officially on leave.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
From her former
yeah,
right.
institution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the other institution.
Yeah. Well, I said former, that's right, we don't
yeah.
know. From the other
OU, the other university.
Yeah.
So when we would write papers from there and they needed to be, like we would write papers from the education research we were doing and we would refer to OU, but then some places wanted submissions to be blind. And
uh-huh.
so we would change the initial instance from University of Oklahoma. And, you know, so when you first cite it, you put it University of Oklahoma and then you put OU in parentheses and then you get to use OU after that. So we
uh-huh.
would just go back to the original place where we had listed it and put our university OU. And so we didn't have that headache of ever having to go like change a bunch of stuff. Right?
Oh, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah. One of the advantages of working at a place called OU. Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding. Oh, we also need to be thinking what we want to do for USCOTS. I realize some people are gone, but we can talk about it next time because it's got a farther along deadline.
Yeah.
But
well,
we...
I like the three posters idea, but say again what they were.
Well, I just don't know what we can do with the lit review, though.
Well, I want to, so say again what you were thinking the three posters were, because I'm thinking we might change that. So one of them.
Okay. One of them is the instrument and what has resulted from the pilot.
Okay.
The other is the work that Felicity and I did on the, you know,
standards.
And the school, you know, the various schools and states and all that. And then the third was that I had suggested was the lit review, but that can certainly be something else.
Well, I think we can do something with the literature review, but another possibility is we can take a poster about what happens with the instrument, and we can have one poster be about the results related to the teachers, and a separate poster be about determining the validity and reliability of the instrument, like the psychometrics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except that I don't think we'll have those.
You don't think we'll have reliability data by
uh-uh.
June?
No.
No,
because we won't have enough students.
Yeah.
That's the problem, TJ. We won't have given it to enough people yet.
So we're not going to have reliability data until the end of next fall?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say end of next fall. I mean, if we do data collection first or last week of August when school starts, and we'll have reliability data. 200.
How many students do we need for reliability?
200.
200.
Yeah, okay, you're right. We're not going to have nearly that many.
So,
well, I think we can do something with the literature. I think, and my vision is that these three posters are going to be near each other.
Yeah,
that, right?
that is the intent. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so I think that the literature and the gaze posters are both about the background. Like, here's the why there's a need. You know, so Lee, we need to do a poster about the literature that maybe indicates, you know, that we looked for an instrument that did this, and there aren't any, and so we looked at other ones and stole ideas from them, and
mm-hmm.
you know, meanwhile we wanted to align whatever we were doing with the gaze documents.
So actually, one of them could be what you said with our self-efficacy. The other one can be our pilot of the self-efficacy and our other validation instrument. And we could have people there tell us what they think of the validation instrument.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
That's good.
Lee, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was thinking, you know, Ben might be interesting. Do a comparison of not a comparison of instruments, but do something that does, that shows all the different instruments that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people might not know all this stuff exists.
Mm-hmm.
We found, you know, like the math teaching instrument. I mean, for the math teaching efficacy instrument, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. I think there's good possibilities, and I think we can easily come up with three. I guess my question is, and Felicity and I really hadn't talked about this. Do you think, Felicity, we can do the one on the standards and that's worthwhile?
I do.
Okay.
Because if we tie in the thing about the outcome stuff, that actually turns it into a separate thing that links to this very well, but has its own outcome.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I think we've got, and the way I think it nicely divides up, because I think everybody's going to be there except maybe Randy. Did Randy say he couldn't make it to Uscott? I don't mind. I can't remember.
I think, so who was the person who said they weren't going? I mean, besides me. There was one other person who said he wasn't going.
Larry's not going.
Was it Larry?
No, are we talking about Uscott's?
Oh, Uscott's. Oh, somebody said they weren't going to Uscott's. You're right.
I think it was Randy.
Might have been Randy, yeah.
Yeah, but I think everybody else was planning on going to Uscott's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then for JSM, we've got a larger group that aren't going to be going. Okay, well, I think we're speeding ahead. It feels to me like we're going at 60 and we had been going at 20.
Yeah. Well, we need to do some 60 because we were going at 20.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. There you go.
We want to make up some time here.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, good to talk to you all. I think we're finished, right?
Yeah.
Mhm. I think so. Lee, do you need me to stay for anything?
No, I accept the runoff to a meeting here.
Okay. And my department chair poked their head in about half an hour ago and wanted to talk to me, so I'm gonna go see what I'm in trouble about at my job.
What he's gonna pray you
not,
about, TJ?
You never know.
Okay.
I'll let you know if I'm in trouble.
Right.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Okay. Yeah, bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.